Welcome to the Boston Red Sox News Feed Report for August 23rd, 2018. This is Michael Setapani reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are still the only team in the MLB not to lose four games in a row all season long as they ended their three-game losing streak with a 10-4 victory over the Indians. Brian Johnson got the start for the Red Sox and was in a hole early. Edwin Encarnacion came off of the disabled list and made his presence felt with a first-inning two-run homer for an early 2-0 lead. The Red Sox got one back in the bottom of the first. Andrew Benintendi reached base due to a fielding error by second baseman Eric Gonzalez. The Sox capitalized by J.D. Martinez, the RBI machine, hit a two-out single to cut the lead to 2-1. After scoreless second and third innings, the Sox offense exploded in the bottom half of the fourth off of Indian starter Carlos Carrasco. Xander Bogaerts tied the game after launching his 18th homer of the season over the monster. Then Ian Kinsler, Brock Holt, and Blake Swihart all reached base on singles and gave the Red Sox their first lead of the game at 3-2. After a Jackie Bradley strikeout, the Sox were looking for some two-out damage. Mookie Betts drew a walk to load the bases, and those bases were cleared with an RBI double to left by Benintendi to put the Sox up 6-2. Brian Johnson did his best to limit the Indians' offense and keep the Sox on top. In the fifth, though, he walked the leadoff man Francisco Lindor and got Michael Brantley to line out. Unfortunately, that would be it for Johnson, as he would not get the decision in the win and just pitched 4.1 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits with 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. Heath Hembree came out of the pen for Johnson, and the Indians were able to get to him. Encarnacion launched his second homer of the game and cut the Red Sox lead in half to 6-4. The Red Sox offense once again matched the Tribe and was able to put the game away. In the sixth, Mitch Moreland hit a homer to reestablish the 4-run lead. Bogaerts joined Encarnacion in the seventh inning with his second dinger of the game for the 9-4 lead. They added another one in the 10th with Martinez's RBI single. Brandon Workman, Joe Kelly, Matt Barnes, and Ryan Brazier all pitched scoreless innings out of the pen as the Sox defeated the Indians 10-4. Before looking ahead, let me tell you about Game Time. With over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, Game Time is the destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. Game Time is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths, Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes their experience incredibly fast. GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. Unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, as I said, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the GameTime app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, GameTime shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the GameTime crowd has you covered. They guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, GameTime will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at GameTime. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code socks. For $15, as I said, the first purchase, visit usegametime.com, usegametime.com/socks and use promo code socks. The Red Sox look to split the four-game set with the Indians as they play their final game this afternoon. The Sox send David Price to the mound, who hopes to remain undefeated since the All-Star break. The Indians will counter with Adam Plucko. First pitch today is at 1:05 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned to CLNS for all your Red Sox news and notes, and follow our Twitter account at Red Sox CLNS. This has been Michael Setapani reporting for CLNS.